Here he is, your host for the most explosive podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro!
Yeah, turn me up. You know who it is, Big Two Tom.
The YouTube Cruiser,
heavyweight.
Hey, Nitro Club, check it out.
Yeah,
hello, turn me up.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Subscribe,
Jay Nitro. All eyes on us like a light show. If you like it, hit the vid with a like, bro. Make sure you comment out onto the video, gang.
Come subscribe.
Global. Yeah, yeah.
Make sure you subscribe, comment, like.
Nitro!
Yeah, well, we ready.
Let's get that situated. Let's get that here. And we are... 1 second. I had to make sure this thing is good. Yep, we're good. All right. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the 100% Real with Jay Nitro Vlogs. Today, I have here with me a man that needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, Houston's own T-Dash.
Hey, what's up, man? Appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We got H-Town in the house tonight.
Yeah, South Park, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So how are you doing with this time of quarantine and COVID-19 going around?
Well, man, just, you know, like everybody else, man, taking it one day at a time, man, you know, making sure you yes, making sure your hygiene up to point, you know, some hands, all that good stuff, man. Try not to shake too many hands, even though I'm a hand shaker. Quite that feeling, man. I mean, I'm so used to it, man. And then you'll go out with the hand and end up going with the elbow, you know, because you got to catch yourself. So,
I feel you on that one.
One day at a time, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're gonna get straight into this. I obviously found you whenever you did the deeper than a holler video on TikTok that went crazy. What was the whole meaning behind that song for you?
Well, that as far as my mom, man, she used to always sing country music to me, man, when I was little, man. And so Randy Travis was like the first country guy for me. You know, that was the first person I was introduced to, man. So I always took a liking to him, man. So I started out with, let's see, I'm gonna love you forever. And then it went into the deeper than a holler. So that whole ticket thing, that was like a dare in a way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. What's your creative process like when it comes to like music and then music videos?
Well, the music itself, like for me, my creative process is like, man, I do a lot of we'll consider it like baby talk or jibber jabber, you know what I'm saying? I play the beat in my head, you know what I'm saying? Since we are considered instruments ourselves as far as singers. Mm-hmm. And I just start playing beats in my head and start jibber jabbering to the beat, man. And that's how I come with it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So earlier today, I was watching a video of you singing at the Rockets game. I was like, whoa, what?
You
sung at a Rockets game? How did that even come about?
Well, I used to help, believe it or not, man. I'm a baller myself, man. So we used to help train the Comets when we had them. The Houston Comets, you know, Sheriff, CC, you know, Kim Parada, all them good people, Tina Thompson, you know. So I would sing at the gym while we would be training or whatever. They was like, man, you sound really pretty good, man. You ought to sing the national anthem for us or something. I say, well, if y'all set it up, I do it. And it went just like that, man.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, this is back when Yao Ming was playing. I was like, oh my gosh, this is legendary.
Mutombo, man, they still had Luther Head, they had Jason Brand. Hey, we were stacked, man. We should have won the championship for sure, man.
That's a fact. So how do you feel like to be singing in such a genre where you are pretty much a minority?
Man, I really don't be, I don't feel it, you know what I'm saying? But I hope to be like an inspiration to the ones that kind of look at it that way. You know, I don't feel it like that, man, but I understand, you know, it started with us. So I'm hoping to inspire everybody else to jump in there and see, hey, they can do it as well. So that's my whole feel on it.
So I know you're pretty deep in to country music. How I was listening to a song of yours called I think it's Love Train with Paul Wall.
That's the R&B one though. That's the R&B one. Yeah.
How
one is I Want It Out.
How did the collab with Paul Wall come about?
Ah man, when I went viral, man, he was the first one to reach out to me, man, and
that's congratulate crazy. Me
and letting me know that he was behind me, man. Shout out to Paul Wall, you know. So hey man, H time with you, man. We want to see you win. So that's how that came about.
So whenever you go for music videos, what's your creative mindset like with that aspect of, you know, content?
Well, I mean, I have a good team around me, man, and we all come up with some pretty good ideas. We'll bounce them off of each other, man, and try to make it as close to what I'm singing about as far as the lyrics. Uh-huh. Try to make it as realistic as we can make it.
That's amazing. I'm so excited to see what's next for T Dash. I'm super excited. I'm a new fan, but I've watched your stuff on TikTok. So on the music side, I was listening to some of your songs, and I was like, this dude's got vocals, man. This dude is going crazy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Man, I do a little something, man. Just a little something. That's all, man.
So we're gonna jump ship a little bit into kind of a little bit of the fun questions, you know. So while growing up, who were your inspirations?
First off, man, it'll be Michael Jackson, man. So believe it or not, when I was younger, man, my voice was a lot higher. Uh-huh. So I related to Michael Jackson very easy. And Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Luther Vandross, Lionel Richie, man, so many, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the greats.
What is your favorite song of all time?
Favorite song of all time, man. Sam Cooke, Change Gonna Come.
I heard you sing that on TikTok, and then I remember I saw a video where you were singing to a I think it was an elderly woman at her birthday, I believe.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the greatest thing. And I know you made her day that day. I know it.
Yeah, man. It was beautiful, man. I enjoyed it. And man, she cried and she started telling me a little bit about the history, man. Cause I mean, she's 90 something years old, man. So
yeah.
Whatever, most of the stuff that we've read about and heard about, man, she went through it, you know? So
of course, man,
it was great for me to be able to do that and be a part of that.
Yes, sir. I know you're an inspiration to I'll say a lot of the new generation coming up. Who would be like your dream collaboration? Like the person you would love, like from like, well, yeah, anybody from past or present, anybody.
Anthony Hamilton.
I was thinking that. I was like, he's probably going to say Anthony Hamilton. I had a feeling.
Yeah. That's my boy right there, man. That's my guy. Yeah, they compare me and him all the time, man. So it's a great comparison. I love it. It's a beautiful thing.
So what's next for you, man?
Just tapping into all type of genres, man. Trying to see how far I can stretch this voice of mine, man. How many people I can reach and touch, you know?
Yes, sir. So I know I mentored this one kid that I used to work with, and he's now doing like rap music. And I was like, if I could just get him to watch you and how you kind of came up from where you were up to now, I could definitely put him onto you. He's amazing. He is amazing. I've shot some of his videos and everything. But aside from that, what is one message you would like to, you know, give away to your fans?
My main message would be, man, whatever dream that you have, mm-hmm. never give up on it. Even when you feel like it's not going to happen, it will. So just keep pushing, man. Keep pushing, man. Never give up on yourself, man. Other people may give up on you, but you can't give up on yourself.
That's a fact. That is a hard, cold fact. Respect to you, my brother. I will say that can definitely speak for me, because I've had some trials and tribulations in my life where I never thought that what I would be doing now is what I would be doing, because when I was younger, my mental health wasn't like, you know, the best, but I just strived to do the best that I could. I pushed through every obstacle that I can get through, and I'm here now. So
yes sir by the
grace of God, I'm here. So
yes sir, that's all of us, man. Every day that you wake up, man, is because of his grace. So yes, man, sir. I understand it, man, and you just keep pushing on, man, and keep being the best you.
Yes sir, yes sir. So after all this COVID and everything some way somehow goes away, do you think we'll see T-Dash on tour?
Of course, most definitely, man. I'm ready right now, man. I got bags packed right now, man. I'm so ready, man. This COVID is something else, man. I wish it would have never came upon us, but at the same time, man, you gotta find the greatness out of all these bad situations, man.
For sure.
You know, I think it's for a reason. You know, so we just have to find that purpose of it, man, and grow. And because a lot of times, same way we had the Harvey situation, man, and a lot of devastated people, catastrophes, this, that, and the other, man, and we end up coming together. It brought us together, man. So it was a blessing.
I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, that reminds me. Since we're talking about tour, what are some of the places that you would like to travel outside of the U.S.?
Oh man, outside of the U.S. would be Canada, Australia, London, ooh, man, Russia.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about it. Is there anything else you want to say as far as like any upcoming albums or singles coming out soon or anything like that?
Yeah, I got my country music coming, man. So to all my country fans, I got it coming. I got it coming. So I know I'm pushing out this R&B, but just to be honest with y'all, R&B is so easy to pop out, man. Getting tracks made for this country stuff is a little more difficult. So I've been shouting out to people to say, hey, I'm looking for, you know, producers. So yes, I am in the works. I got a lot of things coming. A lot of great things, man. Like I said, I'm tapping into all different genres. Uh-huh. But until then, man, make sure y'all reach out to me on all my social sites, you know, The Real T-Dash on IG, Twitter, and TikTok. And then, you know, of course, my YouTube channel, The Official T-Dash. You know, make sure you go subscribe. Hit that button, man. You know, look out for your boy, T-Dash. Mr. Lush.
Oh, and one more thing. Me and my brother, listen, when we heard Deeper Than a Holler, when you did the cover, and the funniest thing he does, he'll just come in the house, he'll bang on my door. He goes, "Hey bro," I'm like, "What?" He's like, "That fall." I was like, "What are you doing now, man?" He does it all the time. I was like, "What are you doing now, man?"
Yeah, like, yeah, that tingly thing, right? You know, that fall, yeah, yeah, man. Deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine tree, standing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflake that falling. Yeah, yeah, like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. You stay blessed, and I'll be in. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey man, appreciate you for having me on, man.
Yes,
shout out to Jay Nitro. You know what I'm talking about, man. Y'all check him out. Appreciate you for having me, man. Blessings to you, man. You take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.